Blog Talk Radio. Thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Hey, Dr. Ginny, what about the Moldavite?
Got it.
What about the crosses and crucifixes?
Got them.
What about them being pure sterling silver?
They are, 0.925, imported directly from Italy.
Well, how can I get one?
Just go to my website, www.drginny.com. That's drginny.com. Log on, click on the online storefront, and you can see all the crosses, the crucifixes, the pendants, even lockets. And the lockets all come with a piece of blessed palm from Palm Sunday.
Well, I'm going to go online right now and buy myself a crucifix.
Do it.
'cause my dreams are bursting at the seams.
Ooh, and welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show. Our chat room is open and live, and you can go in there and ask questions. Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in there keeping everybody comfortable and protected, and I think she's already talking with folks in there. You know that?
Oh, yeah. That's what she does.
I think so. I do believe that's what she does. A great job at it, too. I hope everybody had a good week. Yeah, this is a pretty special week for a lot of people who practiced religions, who are involved in group religion, the Catholics. And this is a holy week, right? Christians, yeah. And even for Jewish people.
I'm kidding. I was going to say,
I'm making a joke on purpose. It's because, you know, the one thing we all do know is that we all have our specific beliefs, but in the end, it's all the same. It's either God or the divine or the creator.
Right.
And I think we just call it something different, but we all have the same beliefs.
Right.
I'm Catholic, you're Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
And we have folks who believe in God and some folks who call him creator and or just the divine. And we welcome everybody to the show because it's important that everybody feel as if they can be who and what they
are.
Yeah. So tell me, Jessica, did you have a good week?
I had a very good week.
You did?
I really did.
Tell me why you had such a good week.
Oh, I have my reasons.
Oh, you don't want me to say, do you?
No, I met someone last night.
Yes, you did.
Who was very, very sweet, and we kind of clicked.
He was totally hot.
Yes, he was.
He was totally hot.
Yeah.
Jessica met, and I won't say anything more about him because I wouldn't
because
want
I will
to kill me. Because she will hurt me. See, she's threatening my life. This is what I get, the co-host from hell. No, she's not really. No, he's just a really nice guy, and it was really cool.
And it was nice, and we'll leave it at that.
My daughter said he smells like heaven. That was her comment. She said, Mom, he smells like heaven. And so that's pretty cool. So
he's same age as me. And
same likes.
Right.
You know, your two favorite things he likes too.
Yes, yes.
You had a good time.
Introduced through another friend.
Great teeth.
Yes. Oh, I know,
oh
right?
Oh, my God. Oh, what a gorgeous smile.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Yeah, just very nice. So, you know, no pressure. Have a good time.
You know, everybody's saying, wow, somebody new. You know I've been talking about a lot of different people lately, and
good.
I'm on a roll, man.
Your Honor, hey, listen, when you're riding the wave, you keep riding it. I always used to say that, you know. I used to do a lot of sales and marketing seminars across the country, and I always said, you know, when you're having a good week, turn it into a good month. If you're on the wave, don't. I think the most unsuccessful people sometimes are the ones who sit back and say, well, I had a really good week. I can take the next few days off.
Yeah.
And then they break that
right.
cycle, that winning. So if you're on the riding the wave, boy, you keep riding it, and you have the success, and that's great. Okay? I want to say this. You know, we have the call lines are open, and the number to call in is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. I will say that we had Cindy on hold last week, and we could not get to her. And she calls. She is in the queue. I can see her in the queue, and she will be the first person we take tonight.
Right.
Because I know that we were not able to get to her last week, and I'm really sorry about that. I hope everybody's had a really good week, and I hope everybody's getting ready for Easter Sunday.
Easter. The Easter Bunny's coming.
Yes. You know, my girls are older, and yet I still hide eggs. My husband and I will hide eggs.
Well, and you know what? I always did, and I asked my daughter. I said, so I'm going to hide eggs, right? She goes, I am 17. You are not hiding eggs for me.
Okay. Mine are 14 and 16, and they said, yeah, but make sure you put money in them.
Oh, yeah. Well, my eggs don't usually have too much in the way of money in them.
Well,
so.
They just, I think they don't want all the candy, which
right.
I didn't do this year, so they'll be happy. We had a really good weekend last weekend. We had a couple of house cleansing that
yes,
needed
we did.
To be done.
We had
so
a busy, busy weekend.
We had to go to our supplier, and we had to get our crystals. We use we have a very specific, you know, God says wherever two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be. And so we make sure that whenever we do a house cleansing, there's always two of us. And so we use quartz crystals because they've been put there naturally by God in the form that they were placed. And so we use those to create almost a, I guess you would call it the Star Trek force
field. It's a force field,
yeah. It really does. And so there's a very specific process to house cleansing, and I don't know if our listeners have ever done this or have ever considered doing it. It gives the home such a wonderful feel, doesn't it?
It definitely does.
I love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love doing it. And by the way, I found a new way. So that, because Jessica has problems with the sage, it burns her eyes.
It burns. Well, I have allergy problems, and I think I'm kind of allergic to it.
Yeah, I think you are. We're going to be using a feather, because a lot of times people do. We never have. But if you use a feather and gently do it this way, in other words, in a circular motion so that it's away from you,
yeah.
The smoke won't even go into your eyes.
Hmm. We'll have to try that, because after a couple of times, I just can't breathe. My eyes are tearing.
I know. And we did two full houses this weekend, and large houses.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm living on allergy medicine
right now. I know. And so this will help a lot. But it's such an empowering thing, because it's done in a way where you actually bless the home before you go in, and then you leave the front door open. Then you start in the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the rooms at the back of the residence or building or mall or mansion or whatever you're in, and then you slowly work your way forward, and then down the stairs, and then to the back rooms of the house. And so you want it. It's almost as if you're trying to eradicate pushing it out the door.
Pushing out the door.
And each time you cleanse a room, you do your prayers, you do your holy water, you do your blessed salt, and then you shut the door and you sprinkle salt on the threshold so nothing can get back in. You go on to the next one. So you just keep gathering up this nastiness or whatever that negative energy is, and you get it right out the door, and you're good to go.
And then your house is peaceful and calm.
And everyone is happy and sleeps well, and it's pretty wonderful. We also, this weekend, we have a good weekend coming up, because we got the agreements to be able to metal detect a property. I'm not going to say where it is, but there was an old hotel on it, so we're really looking forward to that. And I don't want to say where it is, because you just don't do that.
Right.
But we will tell you all about it on next week's show. And also, we're going to talk about something else on next week's show. I know a lot of the people that I talk to, a lot of people that you know,
mm-hmm.
Suffer from anxiety and OCD issues.
Right.
And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. You know, they don't know where OCD comes from, do they, Jess?
They don't. And sadly, two of my children have OCD,
mm-hmm.
and which is unusual. Now, I do not.
Right.
And my ex-husband, your brother,
yep.
has it.
Yes, he does.
And so we assume that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, two out of three of my children,
and
which is really unusual.
And two of those children have pretty strong abilities, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they
very
do.
Strong.
And it was interesting, because I've been doing a lot of research on it, and I deal with that with hypnosis a lot. And there was an article in Psychology Today, in the February issue of Psychology Today, 2011, and they were talking about people who have anxiety and OCD, and it possibly being connected, being under what's called psychic attack.
Really?
Yeah, and it was really interesting, because they said from a psychological standpoint, people who are depressed or anxious or exhibit OCD tendencies, often it could be a form of psychic attack, meaning it could be that cords need to be disconnected. You know, a negative energy, wherever that negative energy comes from, it could be somebody existing on a different plane that's sucking energy from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's moved into a house sometimes where that house just doesn't feel good to them.
Well, let me tell you, one of my guys today where I work went
uh-huh.
to measure a house.
Uh-huh.
And he came in today, and he looked kind of freaked out. And I said, "What's wrong with you?" And he said, "I just went to this house." And he's a Spanish guy, and
yeah.
very dramatic, very emotional. And he said it was so creepy. He said it was so creepy, and he said, and the people were just as creepy.
Yeah. See, I truly believe that certain homes, certain residences, certain buildings, sometimes they possess a not good feel. We've all felt it.
A real negative
yeah,
energy.
You've looked at homes. A lot of us have looked at apartments or at houses or townhomes, and you walk in, you're like, I just want to get out of here. It has a bad feel.
Mm-hmm.
I call that a negative energy. And where does that negative energy come from? Well, even Freud, way back when, felt that anxiety issues were caused by a psychic
that's interesting.
Coming from Freud. So what I'm going to say is that it's interesting that more and more people are saying that it's very possible that a psychic attachment, one that could come from any place. In other words,
but it could be a living entity.
It could be
too.
A living entity. It could be something placed by a living entity. It could be really negative wishes by a living entity, or it could be by somebody who's caught in between and
mm-hmm.
has a very negative tone.
Hmm.
And they say that some of these spirits that are not very positive, they thrive. They get their energy from negative energy.
Wow.
Okay, the more negative energy you can expel, the more strength they get.
And people with OCD have a lot of negative energy surrounding them.
Exactly.
You can feel it.
Because the more they give into their OCD
yes.
issues, the more negative energy
right.
they exhibit.
Right.
And so they're saying that it's a great way for this to take hold of you. And so we're going to be doing a workshop in 2 weeks, and we'll announce the actual dates. Jessica and I are going to be doing it. We're working with it's a meditation hypnosis, and it's going to take place in 2 sessions,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to allow people who have anxiety, OCD, or feel like they're always having those thoughts running through their head, even if you don't call it OCD, if you feel like a negative energy or if you feel like things just aren't going right and they haven't been going right, if you have, and I'm going to state it this way, if you have an unusual rash you have a upset tummy a lot, intestinal issues, if you have acid reflux and also a rash, they
mm-hmm.
generally go hand in hand. Diverticulitis is another
okay.
one that they're saying that could be caused by a psychic attack.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who wishes you really bad. And so, you know, it's kind of a hard thing to grasp, but there's a way to cut all those cords from all of those things, whether it be a living
Which
negative energy
wonderful.
That's being shot at you, or one that's maybe on another astral plane that's sucking up your energy. There's ways to cut those cords, and so we're going to be doing a workshop in 2 weeks, and we'll announce it next week.
I'm so excited about
yeah.
because I have been involved in this OCD stuff for so long,
right?
And it's hard to see people go through this. I mean, I have read everything, and this is all new. I mean, you and I just
right.
talked about this,
right?
And that's why it's. I'm so excited because I'm thinking, wow, this is
yeah.
just a solution.
Yeah, it's a way to cut the cords and cut all any connection they have to you. And I think what's most important, people who have a strong intuition, they're very susceptible because they're almost like a sponge,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I've often said that, and I've worked with clients separately, working on this over the years, and have had great success. Only what we're going to do this time is we're going to have a call-in number. Everyone will have the same number. We're going to limit it to 25 people that can call in, and we'll I'll do it all at the same time. And it'll be an hour per session. There'll be 2 sessions, and I think it'll be really good. And it'll
mm-hmm.
be in the evening, and we're going to have to do it kind of late enough so that our West Coast people can participate
right.
in it
right.
as well. But I think that everyone's going to find it very, very helpful. Now, on that note, oh, cheery, cheery that was. That wasn't very cheery.
No, it is
cheery.
Cheery.
Yeah.
It is cheery because it gives people that have
hope.
These issues hope.
Right,
right.
Exactly. What I'd like to do is I want to get over to Cindy right away because she has waited so long, and I'd like to speak with her. So I'm going to put her live on the air. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the – are you there?
Hi, Dr. Jenny. I am here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. I'm so sorry I couldn't get to you last week.
Well, that's okay. Actually, there was some stuff that happened right after your show that started happening that I'm going to ask you about now. So I changed my question from what I wanted
See?
To ask you last week because
okay.
this is more important.
I understand.
I came in for your show and just came indoors. It was just after dark. Everything was fine. I have a horse that has had a horse that has a new foal. It was 2 weeks old last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I put out her round of hay before I came inside, and she gets this top quality alfalfa hay.
Mm-hmm.
And free choice. I came inside a couple hours later, right after your show was over. The foal was screaming and hollering and whinnying, and so I went running out there. Something was wrong. I couldn't see the mare. The mare had gone into stall and was colicking.
Oh, no.
It was belly aching. Something was wrong, okay? I medicated her, gave her some relief, checked her hay. First thing I did was check the hay, but I just opened a new bale of hay, all part of the same batch I'd been using, and everything, it all looked good.
Okay.
I pulled two or three flakes off of that bale, put in her bucket. Well, I immediately looked for blister beetles, which can be in alfalfa hay, which are toxic and deadly to horses, but I've not heard of any problems, you know, this year at all from anybody's hay suppliers. But that's before, because it hit her so fast and hard.
Right.
She was in so much pain. So I checked. I didn't see any signs of any, but I saw moldy weeds in between the flakes, really moldy, nasty hay. And I'm thinking, okay, threw that whole bucket out, and I'm thinking, okay, there were some weeds in between the flakes of good hay that got moldy. But when she died. The mare died the next day. She twisted her stomach, ruptured her stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
So the next, just trying to make this really brief, but the next, I left that hay out in a bucket. I called the people I bought it from so they could check the rest of their hay. I went back and looked at it in the daylight because I was looking at it with a flashlight that night.
Yeah,
I went back and looked at it in the daylight, and I'm like, that's not the hay I gave her. It does not look like the hay that I gave her. One flake of the hay I gave her was still in the bucket. Did someone come in here on my property after I came in the house after dark and switch her hay or give her bad contaminated hay, or was that in the new bale that was in, within the flakes and I didn't see it? But I checked the rest of the bale that was left there.
And there was nothing in there.
No,
there was nothing in there. I'm going to tell you, I'm asking, did you give her bad hay? And I'm getting no. I'm asking, was the hay placed there by someone else? And I'm getting a very strong yes.
Okay.
A very strong yes.
Head to toe. That's what I thought. Okay.
And you also know, you have an idea who it is, right?
Not exactly, but yes, who sent them.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a legal case for 4 years because there was a land grab in the area where I owned property for 16 years. They burnt out two of my neighbors, burnt their houses down in the middle of the night. They bought up the surrounding land. They changed the zoning. And they were illegally taking my property through an illegal fraudulent foreclosure in court. The judge was part of it. He was surrounding properties. He was trying to get a group of lawyers together. He was showing it to as an investment group to buy the surrounding properties because it was a big, powerful group coming in to build a big commercial operation in there.
Right. Okay. But you fought it.
I didn't know who it was in the beginning, but I did find out, and I kept fighting them. My life was threatened. They made several attempts on my life. They had poisoned horses, killed horses. My son was in a car accident, which could have not been an accident, and almost killed. Okay,
oh,
the series of events. That all of that is long over because they bought everybody off or threatened everybody. Any new attorneys I tried to hire were threatened and afraid to take the case.
Really?
But, yes, and people trying to help me find another attorney after the first one was bought, they were threatened.
Wow.
I received threatening phone calls in the middle of the night.
Wow.
So,
yep.
I have since moved three times, and they keep following me. They cut my fences. They have, you know, to let me know they're still around. They come fly over me with helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off, you know, in a totally different location, hours away, in a new place. Now this just happened. Now I have an orphan foal.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight I took my dog out for a walk. My Rottweiler. I walk him, you know, down the driveway to my gate and back.
Mm-hmm.
He found a spot where he just went ballistic and wanted to go through the fence tonight. He wanted to go over it.
There you go.
I looked down by the ground, and that's where the wires were cut because I kept checking my horse pasture in the back and checked all.
Mm-hmm.
I walked multiple times looking for where they cut the wires. Because
they
cut it close to the ground where they can roll through. They're military trained.
Right. I believe
and,
that.
I know what the group is, okay?
Okay.
I believe the guy that's hiring them is up out of state and just mad, just getting vengeance because I kept him in court so long, and people are now watching him. I turned him into people in various places. With
okay,
what they were
good.
Doing.
Yeah.
And so they're moving forward. They've changed the zoning on all this, my old property and the surrounding properties, and they're trying to move forward, but they can't transfer it into the people's name, and they can't really. They're being watched. They're being by people in high places that I've alerted to what's going on. So
okay.
In place, I've got court records and transcripts where I got it in the court records of what was going on and happening to, you know, all of the supposed accidents. My vehicles have been tampered with, the brakes, the lug nuts loosened, the brakes removed, all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Wow.
Is there somebody out there tonight, or is that just my dog smelled where they have been holing up? Because it's all wooded around my fence line.
I'm getting a strong no right now, okay? I'm getting a strong no. But I will tell you that I believe that that is the place where they gained entrance from.
Okay.
Okay? That's where they came in from.
Okay.
Now, you no longer own this piece of property.
No.
That was
and all the court cases are dropped because we just bought everybody off and everybody was afraid to. They just kept tossing it out. There's like 20 federal violations. 30 substance state violations, it didn't matter. We just kept pushing it through and closed it. There's court documents that have disappeared out of the records. There's police reports, got like hundreds of police reports. There's police reports that have vanished after I got copies of them.
Good, good.
They don't even
have
the files anymore.
There's a lot of times that people hear these kinds of stories, and I'm going to be honest with you, Cindy, you know it. People will hear that and say, this woman's plumb crazy. But
no,
I'm going to
tell
you something.
Let me tell
you are
you.
Not.
I'm not crazy. It's like
I know you're not. You're on the money. This isn't the first time I've heard of something like this happening. I've had other clients that have had similar things go down. You know, our listeners have no idea. I'm going to say what Big Brother is capable of sometimes. Okay.
Right. That's right. And it's true.
And when they band together, it's and I have cases that would blow your mind, where it's just been proved. It's been proved, and it's amazing, and it's also very frightening.
I took all kinds of documentation and proof in the court, but the judge was part of it. He was involved in being paid off. He was making money off of it.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that you can do at this point in time is to continue doing the best you can. You know, I can't tell you they're going to leave you alone. But I believe that because they got you yet again this time, that I feel like, and I'm going to ask the angels here, but I feel like the attacks are going to stop. I feel like this was almost like their final hurrah. Do you know what I mean? Like their attitude now is, okay, now we got you. Now you know you will never come up against us again, and if you do, you walk away. And I'm not telling you to walk away from them, but what I am telling you is for now it's over, okay? For now it's over.
You don't think they'll be coming back to this location and messing up my horse?
I'm getting a really strong no that they are not going to come back to this location. I'm getting a very, very, very strong no, so... my answer to you is I do not believe at this time they will come back to this location. Do I think they'll ever come back and bother you? Honestly, I do see that that's a possibility. But I think at this location they're done for a while.
Is the person sending them have the
black
initial...
hair. He has black hair.
I've never seen him. So the one whose name is now on title of my property.
Is there a J in it?
Yes.
Yes.
HS is the initials?
I've got a J.
I'm
getting a J.
I don't know who the J is. This is Hirsch. It's the first name.
I'm getting a J. I'm getting a strong J. So I'm going to say that the person who is sending them has, I don't know who's guiding that person, but the person who's giving the orders to bring out these attacks, there's a J.
I'm trying to think who that would be. J.
or, and I don't, you know, think about the job this person does. Does it begin with a J?
I tried. They're actually a dentist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then that is not the same person. Nope. I'm telling you it's not.
Okay, so is this part of the group then that's that was trying to build the project?
Yes.
Okay.
There's one person in particular that was very put off by the wall you put up, and he's teaching you a lesson. He's got evil in him, there's no doubt about it. If I were you, and I'm very serious about this, you know, so I always say every show it's themed, not because we theme it, because God does, and our angels guide it that way. Have you ever done, like, a cleansing at your home and done quartz crystals and created a protective area?
No, I've called in Archangel Michael for protection and walked around the property in the house and called in an army of angels for protection and keep everyone out, protect all the animals and my son.
Have you prayed the hedge prayer protection through the blood of Jesus? No. Okay.
Is that a specific prayer?
Yes, it is. It's a specific prayer. The prayer is it's the most powerful prayer there is. And when we get off the phone, I'm going to have my producer get your email address. I will email you that prayer.
Okay.
Okay. And let me just make a note here. And what I'm doing is, if you don't mind, I'm jotting down your number in case sometimes we lose a connection. I've written your number down. So if something happens to the connection, I will call you tomorrow and get that email address, and I will send it to you. And I would strongly suggest that you get a hold of some quartz crystals. And what you want to do when you're cleansing a home with quartz, you're going to be saying your prayer, use holy water. Do you belong to a specific church?
No, I do have two quartz crystals. One is just by itself, pointed along, I forget what they're called, and with the points, and then one that's also pointed that's on a pendulum.
Okay. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get five quartz crystals. Okay.
Okay.
You want five of them. And what you want is for that to be in the corners of the home, or in this case, because we have such a large area, if it were me, I'd do a total of 1, 2, 3, 4 plus 9, and I'm going to tell you why. I'd put one on each corner of the property. Are we talking a rectangular property?
Yes.
Okay. So put one on each corner of the property, and then you're going to put one downstairs in the house, on each corner of the house, and then one in the center of the house. All of them should be pointing towards that center point, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to be doing, and so what you do is you do the hedge prayer protection in your barn, your stables. You're going to be doing the hedge prayer protection outside the front door of the house and inside the house. I'm going to send you another set of prayers in addition to that. You're only going to do the one that says for this room, and you'll see which one it is, and you'll say that in each room. And then you'll place your crystals, and this will significantly cut down. It creates a veil of protection over your home. I'm telling you, it's like the Star Trek force field. It's wonderful.
Okay. Now the pole. Oh, the hay that they brought in, that they poisoned that mare with, was it contaminated with blister beetle toxins?
It was something else. And are you having a autopsy like done on?
No.
Okay.
That's really expensive, but I have the hay, and I wanted to have the hay tested, but there's, you know, they have different tests for all kinds of different things.
I was just going to say, yeah. I think it was not the beetles. It was not the beetles.
Okay.
Okay. It was something else. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm very, very, very sorry for you. But I understand what you're going through. I think you're going to be okay, and everything else is going to be okay. But I would use, like I said, put this veil of protection over your property. I think it's critical. And again, it doesn't surprise me at all that after we just talked about this, I got on the phone with you. You know, this is something that that's important to have done, and you can do it yourself. You know, when I say that Jessica and I go and do this, a lot of people ask us to come and do it. We do that. However, this is easily something you can do as an individual, and I'll send you everything you need via email to get that done, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Now, I'm going to hang up. You are going to stay on the line, and I'm going to have our producer click on and get your email address, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Jenny. Do you also do private readings?
I do, absolutely. And everyone always asks, and I try to get it out there on every show. If anyone wants to do a private reading with me, they can call this toll-free number, which is 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. Or you can go to my website, drginny.com. That's just drginny.com. And you can contact me through there as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Many
very
blessings.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And that's horrible, what's going on. And
my
it's
gosh.
But it's not.
People can be so evil.
You know,
years
ago.
And whores.
And you know, probably they were responsible for her son almost wrecking. I will tell you that I have been involved, and I will never talk about any of the situations. I don't have them written down, so, you know, I let everyone know I don't keep notes on anything for that reason. But I can tell you stories of people who've been involved with people in Washington, D.C. I could tell you about something that I actually found out about when I first came to Florida. I had a little storefront, and you've heard of mailboxes, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was before mailboxes, et cetera. And I put in a storefront, and I had a man who was coming in telling me how he used to work for an atomic something, and they were building a nuclear plant, and he was kind of scrudgy looking, I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
lie to you, and I was real young, you know, I was just out of college, and looking at him, and I'm thinking, that's a nice, interesting story, and he walked with two canes, and he had broken his back, and his back was broken on him. And long and short of it was he found out they were doing something they weren't supposed to be doing. And he said, "You think I'm kidding you?" He said, "If you go out that front door, step outside, and walk down to the end of the parking lot, you'll look to left or right. You'll see a white van with dark windows." He said, "Because they listen to everything I say."
Well, that's horrible. That's crazy.
And the first time he came in, I didn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to also do FedEx there. And so the second time he came in, he had a letter that was going off to his attorney. And they tried to kill him when he was going to report them for, you know. Long and short of it is, he left that day, and I just kind of left the store and walked down to the end of the parking lot, and sure enough, that white van was there. Well, he came back several more times. One time he came back in. He said, "I need you to send this off for me." And I said, "Okay, you know, how you doing? I see you're moving a little better today." He said, "Yeah." He said, "Physical therapy's helping." And I said, "That's good." And he hands me a check to put in the FedEx envelope for over $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, and I just looked at him, and he said, "You know, you're not supposed to look, but,
right.
I mean, it's a check for $1 million-something, you know." And I'm not going to say the amount, but he said, "Yeah, they thought they could buy me off for $1 million. I'm sending it back to my attorney, telling them they could, yeah." And he said,
wow.
Some words. So this was real. This was so real.
Oh.
I mean, it was so incredibly real, and it blew my mind.
Wow.
And that was my first experience where people, you know, the powers that be can be so much more powerful than us. And we're very blue-eyed, a lot
mm-hmm.
of us, you know, and I know I certainly was. And then I've had things that have happened with some of my clients since then where they've literally broken into homes and taken information and copied it, and when they put it back, they put it back wrong, so it was so obvious. And some of these people knew what was going on, and they would leave, like, little pieces of paper in a door. So when you open a door, the paper would get moved. Yeah. So they were, you know, I mean, it's not, this is real stuff, folks. This isn't people just making up stories or people being neurotic. This is real stuff, and it's frightening. And just everybody be grateful that it's not happening to you.
Yeah,
you want to
yeah.
stand up for what's right, and sometimes that's a really lonely place
to
be.
Apparently, that's not so easy to do.
Not so easy to do. It's a shame. We'll be back in two.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. More years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
With the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with
Jessica.
And we're hoping you're having a really nice, wonderful Wednesday evening before Good Friday here,
yeah.
Which is coming up. I bet a lot of people have some big plans for Easter Sunday. I have plans. You have plans.
I have
right?
plans.
Yeah, we're going. I'm going to my sister's.
And I'm going too with all my kids.
With it, we're going to have a really good time. I have a feeling there's going to be a volleyball game involved, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, we started that new tradition of getting some exercise.
Yes, so every holiday now we want to get exercise and not sit around and just eat stuff. And so we're still going to
eat stuff. Come on.
By the way, I'm in charge of dessert. She told me to bring a dessert, and she said make it yummy. And I said, well, someone will make it yummy.
She didn't
certainly
tell me
not
what
me.
To bring.
I don't know. Maybe you're supposed to bring dessert, too. We'll have to
she
ask her.
She didn't tell me, so I don't know it yet.
Well, then, do you want me to ask her, or do you want me to just let it go? I will ask her, because I think she wants you to bring dessert too, I'm assuming.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll win some volleyball games.
Volleyball.
You know? I know. And my shoulder's doing so much better. I can do
it. Well, that's good. Because you weren't able to participate at my daughter's birthday.
No, I couldn't because I had had that.
I know.
Yeah. So here's the good thing. I've been okay. Everyone's going to laugh at this and think I'm absolutely insane. Okay. When I have lunch, okay, all right, I squeeze lunch in, but I thought, you know, I need to, like, kind of get away from it, you know?
Get away
from
lunch?
No, get away from when I get so many calls during the day.
Oh, get
and
away
I do,
from it.
Yes, I have to, like, break away, break the mental connection.
I have to do that every day, too.
Yeah, everyone does. So what I do is at the office, I have, you know, we have that under counter in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually have a mat that I bring. And I work out with Beverly. Now, Beverly is like 70,000 years old. And she's
a dinosaur?
It's so hysterical. She has this Christian show, and she's a minister, and she talks with a southern accent.
Oh.
She says, "Now I want y'all to get your mats out. We're gonna do some stretches today." And she's so hysterical because she starts talking, right? She starts talking about, like, all right, every show goes like this. Okay, now I want you to stretch. That's it. Bring that arm all the way over. And you're just so blessed to be able to work out and to be able to move today. I just thank God, thank Jesus
this
for this opportunity. I don't
oh,
know.
Boy.
All I know is, I'm not kidding, she burns me into the ground.
Really?
Okay? I mean, you know, it's kind of a mixture of Pilates and yoga
okay.
is what she does. And it's very well, Pilates is calm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no fast movements, but it's to the point where she has embarrassed me. You know, my husband has come in and she's going, I'm like, I gotta stop, you know, and he just cracks up but she's good, and then she always tells these wonderful stories. Well, now, y'all, okay, now point that toe. Very good. Now point very. You know, I used to be the administrator for the head of the company. And I just knew I needed to get exercise because, you know what, my bottom, it was starting to jiggle. and so I'd go, and, you know, and all these women there fighting for close parking spots, and here they are going for exercise class. And, well, she's hysterical. And then one day she's talking, she's going, you know, okay, now I want you to move that leg. And, okay, and this is so great. You know, this is great for the sciatica, if you have sciatica.
Mm-hmm.
This is wonderful. And, you know, I want you all to know I was reading about carbs and breakfast and protein. And she goes on about that. And then she says, and you know, I had blood in my stool. Like, what? She is so endearing and so sweet and so nice.
What's her name?
Her name is Beverly.
Beverly what?
I think her last name is Chesser.
Okay.
But it's under BeverlyExercise.com. She's 70 years old. I am not kidding. This woman is like,
she's in good shape.
She's in great shape. She's been exercising for 35 years. I'm telling you, you work out with her on TV, it's just, you know, it's just like Pilates. When you walk
right.
into a class and you see a class, somebody doing Pilates, you're like, oh, that's a piece of cake. You're just, you know,
mm-hmm.
you try doing it, it's totally
oh,
different,
yeah.
right? So it's great, and it's a lot of fun. And I every single day, 30 minutes with
wow.
her. So but she cracks me up, and I don't know the reason for that story. Yes, because exercise is important, and I actually worked out that pain I had in my shoulder that I had for 2 months.
We were talking about volleyball. We kind of went.
I know. I'm thinking, how
around
did
and
I
around
go there?
Around.
You know, Dr. Ginny's gone off onto a tangent yet again. Okay. Well, I think what we should do is take another caller because people are saying, "Shut up and just do these calls." So I'm going to do that. Hi, this is Lisa. I think I have on the line.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Wonderful. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona. How can I help you today, Lisa?
Well, just before your show came on, I had emailed a national company, a big organization, some information. They request, not specifically from me, but I emailed them some of my information. And I wondered if you saw any results from that. And also, a few weeks back, there was another organization that asked me to submit stuff to them, some personal work, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you saw anything new coming from either one.
Okay. Now, let me take a look. Okay, so I can't answer all three questions at once, so I'm going to take them separately. The first thing is the company that you sent the information to today. I see that as mixed. I'm not getting a strong yes. I'm not getting a strong no. I'm really not getting a strong anything on that. Okay? I'd rather tell you nothing than give you something that's not correct. So I'm not getting a strong answer on that. The one that you sent off a couple of weeks ago, or it was almost a month ago, right?
Yes.
Okay, that one, I'm seeing there, whatever the deal was, the contracts that they had or were into, something got held up with that. So you're not out of the queue on that. You just haven't been activated yet. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So that one is still in the process, and that is still a strong possibility.
Okay.
Makes sense?
It does make sense.
Okay, good. That's a good thing. I'm glad it makes sense because I want it to make sense for you. That's really important to me. But the other thing that I kind of want to tell you, you have another question, though, one that you didn't want to ask. What was it?
Well, I go into a place tomorrow, and I've been going there routinely, and I just wonder if you saw things quiet. I do some work there.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that as far as it being a positive thing, it's everything's good there. I don't know.
Yay.
I'm saying everything's good there, so that's a good thing, okay? That's a very good thing. And that was the one thing that I think you didn't want to ask. You were afraid of the answer.
Very. It's been calming down the last, knock on wood,
Right,
And the last few, just a little piece of time, and I've really been sending out a lot of good energy, to try to get, things calm, especially when I get in there, just say, get my work done and go home.
Well, and that's one of the things that we were talking about. I don't know if you've been on since the beginning of the show, but having positive energy surround anybody is so critically important. And you have to keep putting that positive energy out there because, as we were saying earlier, negative energy begets negative energy, and that's why we're going to be doing that workshop. You can't have – the more negative energy we put out there, the more we get back. It's like becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you don't want that. So keep pushing that good positive energy because it's obviously making a difference.
Thank you. That first question I asked you where I sent that email today, do they just not like my work?
Did you send me an email today?
No, was it
no
email?
That place
oh,
that
oh,
I had.
Oh, okay, yes. I misunderstood. I'm sorry. The answer is no. I don't know. I'm not getting a yes. I'm not getting a no. That's the problem. I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say no. They don't like your work. So no, I can't answer that question because I'm not getting anything on it. I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why. What I'm getting, like I keep asking and I keep getting, basically, don't ask, not now. That's basically like it's like. We don't have information for you right now. Now, whether they don't want to give it to me because it's, there's certain information we're supposed to have, and there's other information they know if we were to have, we may not handle it wisely, or we may become cocky with it, or we may become disenchanted with it. It all depends. So they may have the information, I'm sure the angels do, but they're not releasing it to me.
Okay, I have to accept that then. I periodically I send them, something to try and get their attention. It's okay to do. They feel that, their guidelines are such that it's okay to do that.
Right.
And I just wanted to.
And I'm not. And I'm saying you should continue to send. They're showing me continue to send.
Okay.
Okay. So don't stop sending. Okay.
Okay, okie doke. And I'm so
now,
sorry about
that. It seems like
lady.
A silly question.
Yeah,
you write?
So, Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's all about writing on the first question. It's a national. It's a national organization. It's a national. That's what they're all about. And when I send it, I get so excited. And I'm manifesting, and I'm feeling the energy,
Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Don't stop doing that. Manifesting is the way to create the good, positive energy. It gets, believe me, that energy carries through. It carries forward, okay?
Okay.
It truly does.
I believe that.
Yeah, you know what? I believe that you believe that, and I think you know it to be true. And it's really sometimes just a question of timing and letting it happen just the way it's supposed to happen.
Oh, that's key. You're reminding me of something. Yeah, that's very
okay.
Key. I really appreciate hearing that.
Good. Very, very good, because that's critical here. And I think things are going to go really, really well. So I'm not worried about that at all. Just sit back and enjoy the time that you have, free time now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, don't you? Okay, enjoy that time, because it's not always going to be like that, okay?
Okay.
You're going to get busier, and when you do, you'll be on more deadlines and you won't like it, but that's okay.
Yeah, I can picture that, too.
Exactly. So just enjoy it while you have it, okay?
Thank you, Dr.
You're very welcome. Listen, God bless, and thank you so much for calling in tonight.
And my heart goes to that lady with the horse. I really respect, and I think she's so courageous.
And isn't she, though? I mean, she's truly, to me, that's a hero, because they stand up against what's wrong. They fight for what's right, and sometimes at great personal loss. And God bless her for being that person, you know?
Indeed. God bless her.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. You have a wonderful night. And keep in touch, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Well, that's good. I see good things happening for her. It's just that one situation they weren't giving me any feedback for, so I couldn't really, I wish
she just submitted it. It probably hasn't gotten anywhere yet.
Yeah, I was really getting nothing on that. So,
well, if I mean, maybe it's nowhere yet, you know?
Yeah, and that's very, very possible, you know. I'm just going to take a very short break here because I like to clear out, as you all know, between readings. So just give me 2 minutes and I'll be back.
Popping bottles in the eyes like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting blizzard, sipping scissors in my ride. In my ride, like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly, like a G6.
Acting like they drunk. show with your hands up.
It's that 808 funk. Make you
put your hands up. Make you put your hands up. Put your hands up.
I think the most important words in that song is like a G6. I mean, isn't the whole song about a G6? What is a G6?
I don't like that song. Don't play it.
You know what? I will delete it out of the repertoire first thing tomorrow because it's. I don't like it either.
Too loud.
It's annoying. I have to take the headset off. I mean, I
like
to
sing, and that's not really one of those singing along with songs.
I know.
Unless
I agree. I totally agree. Okay, now I'm taking a look here, and I am looking in the chat room, and what am I seeing? I'm seeing somebody's phone number in the chat room. Folks, I do not recommend you putting your phone numbers in the chat room.
You could have anybody calling you.
Right, exactly. I understand. It's a phone number of the show.
You silly woman.
I'm such a silly goose. That's terrible. Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to...
recognize the number.
Is that so sad? Does that just make me old? That makes me old. I am so old that I am going to win at volleyball on Sunday. I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
You watch. You know what?
Would you like to wager on that one?
I would like to wager. Can Greg be on my team?
No.
Well, in that case, I'm not so sure I'm going to win now. He's tall and he's good.
He is
so
tall,
I know. The other thing I want to mention to people is that American Diggers was on again last Wednesday night, my new fave show. And it was.
And
so
have
good.
I watched it yet?
No. And they found about $7,000 worth of stuff.
Okay.
Yes, and it was cool.
Gold coins, doubloons.
They actually found silver and gold coins, and they found the little cross that was from, like, the Pilgrims.
No way.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Was this?
They went to Detroit, and they went to where some of the old car
manufacturers. The Pilgrims were not in Detroit.
Okay. You know, you're thinking that. I don't even know how to answer that.
Because I'm a new sailor
to
the new world.
No.
Let's go to
Detroit. It was in somebody's belongings, and it was from when the original. So they had it. It was really old for them. And so they had hidden it inside this, like, car thing and piece and dug it into the ground. And over time, they had even laid cement over it. And they were getting such a strong raid that they came in and brought, like, a cement digger thing.
Oh, wow.
And they thought, oh, man.
Why would somebody put cement over it? That's weird.
Well, because, you know, you have to remember, and we talked about this, how people used to, like, bury their stuff, right?
Well, yeah, because
you know?
People didn't trust banks, so they buried all their money,
right.
Their valuables, everything.
Yeah, and so what would happen is, you know, I remember I was in Montana once with a family, and they had just recently, within the last year or so, they had blown a new roadway in. They were, you know, blasting. And when they were blasting, they blasted open the opening of a gold mine.
No way.
And they went inside, and apparently what had happened was the people who were working the mine had run out of dynamite. The reason why we know this is because all their tools were still there, leaning against the wall. Now they were, like, stuck to the wall because of the, you know, calcifications.
But why would they not
limestone.
Take it with them?
Well, because all they did was they blew some rocks in front of the cave opening so no one would find it. And they would go by wagon to take whatever gold they did dig out,
right.
And then have it, you know, assayed, and then go ahead and the assessor, you know, pay them whatever it's worth, and then would buy new supplies and then go back. But a lot of times during these rides, they were either, you know, people
attacked
by Indians or by other people, or sometimes they fall ill, and so what happens is they never get back there. So they apparently never got back there. And what happened, it was really cool. So this thing just opened like a year prior to that. They had just found it. So we were like one of the first groups that got to go
wow.
in and see it. And
did you find
they had gold veins going through this cave.
Gosh.
And I guarantee you now that is no longer a tourist site because gold has gone up to such a high price that I'm sure they're in there mining it themselves. I mean, I took a picture of my thumb next to the gold vein, and the gold vein was just as big. It was huge.
Why would they
leave it?
That's unbelievable.
Well, they had to get more dynamite, you know, and everything was done by hand then. And so the point is, years ago, people would get paid, and they, you know, they didn't want to get robbed. So what they would do is and a good way to find things that are buried, because, you know, I'm very good at this, you
mm-hmm.
go to, usually they would find a natural thing, so like a big rock or a big tree, you know, and we know oak trees, 200-300-year-old oak trees are great trees.
Right.
Metal detector on, because that's generally where somebody's going to plant something, because it's the biggest tree in the area.
Right.
I know.
Unlike a big giant X on the ground.
Well, yeah, they don't. Yeah, like here, it's right here with this big. Yeah, in Maine, we were metal detecting, and we had gotten off the ATVs and there was this huge rock, but it wasn't so big I couldn't move it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hitting so loud under it, and I threw my back out. We never got to finish it. So we're gonna find out what's under that this next time when
cool.
we go up there. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
I just want to find a buried treasure chest.
A buried Well, I think everybody just
in
wants.
My wants.
But, you know, the fun part, I mean, I think there's what's so amazing to me is when you uncover some of these things that people haven't seen in 200 years.
Which is very cool.
You know, I mean, my God, how awesome is that?
I know.
You know, now, this person may have lost it, dropped it, or whatever, and it's been 100, 200 years
since
anyone's touched
it.
It's like
being an archaeologist.
Yes, which it turns out we both wanted to be growing up.
I know.
Up, yeah?
I
so
was.
It's,
I took a class in college and realized, oh, my gosh, this is so
boring.
Boring.
I think we all kind of had visions of Indiana Jones. I mean, I love treasure hunting. I love it.
I love the
I
whole
love
treasure
it.
Hunting, but, you know, archaeologists are very methodical.
Right.
Okay, let's grid out the area, and let's take a little brush.
But you do learn a lot from that. For instance, when we're gridding out an area to do metal detecting, as we did that time over here, remember?
Mm-hmm.
We gridded the property to make sure we got every segment. Because
well, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just procedure takes a very long time.
Yeah, it does.
And the idea is, of course, you don't want to damage something that's, you know, hundreds of years old or
and
thousands or whatever.
Great historical significance. And that's the other thing. And there's a big alarm up there right now where a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, don't come in and dig up our stuff. And, you know, it affects, you know, this is historical stuff. And I get that.
Well, and I agree. You and I had a conversation
about
that. And
yeah.
I said, I agree because, okay, this is historical. This
right.
is a find. This should be in a museum, not
right.
on some pawn shop shelf, you know.
And I agree with that as well. For me, it's not to find something to make money. It's
right.
just fun.
Well, right.
I think it's a blast. And you know, we've metal detected and we've donated to museums what we found. And so that's been fun. And to me, there's no greater honor than to donate something to the museum. And when you go in there, there's the item you donated with your name underneath it.
Yeah,
and you
I
just
think
you couldn't
cool.
be prouder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always the – I think it could be done, but it has to be done in the right way, you know.
Yep.
Okay, now let me see here. Who shall we take next? How about the next person in the queue? You agree?
I agree.
I think we need to do it. I think that's the only way to do it. So here we go. Hi, you're live on the air. You're calling. I'm not going to give your whole number, so don't worry. 484-300.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is the first time I was able to get through.
Yay, congratulations. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Ooh, we like Pennsylvania. What part of Pennsylvania?
Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, perfect. I actually. Oh, so Dance Moms is like in your yard.
Yeah.
Do you know that show?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't sound thrilled about it.
I don't blame her.
Well, it's a little intense.
Yeah, it is. It really is, and I'm sure that there's a whole lot. It has shot up to, and it's been so successful. That a lot of people, you know, I'm sure it's now a tourist site, you know, Abby Lee's Dance
mm-hmm.
Studio. So there you go. Well, how can I help you tonight?
I have a question about a man, a relationship. I'm not sure. Do you do those kind of questions?
I definitely do, but I'm going to ask you what your real first name is.
My real first name?
Yes.
Yes, my first name is Toni, T-O-N-I.
Okay. That's all I needed. Okay.
Okay. And basically, my question is, basically, what do you see as far as this man? His name is Jason. I would like to know what you feel as far as the future in the next couple of months with me and him. Do you feel like he's going to come forward and make a bold move and want to come and live here with me, or what?
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is when I ask the angels about Jason, I'm getting a feeling of exhilaration. I'm getting a feeling of confidence. I'm getting a feeling of joy. So I feel like this is this man means a lot to you, correct?
Yes.
He
is very confident. He has a lot of confidence, yes.
Okay. That's the first thing that comes through. Now, I'm going to say something you probably didn't expect me to say. There are some deterrents. Correct?
Yes, 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 there is, and I know what that is, yes.
Okay. Are you sure you're okay with these deterrents?
Well, he's in a bad situation, so to speak. He is from my past, and we kind of reunited like a couple of months ago after 6 years of not speaking. And, you know, he's got himself into a little situation. And, you know, there's kids involved and stuff, but he's not married or nothing like that. But I need to know if he's going to remove himself from that situation and, you know, what have you.
And that's a really good question, because what I'm sensing is those deterrents, he feels a commitment there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, because of the kids.
Yes, and it's very... it's very difficult for him to pull away.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm sensing that this is going to be a problem down the road, too.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know that. I realize, you know, you wouldn't want him if the children weren't important, correct?
Right, and this female already knows about me, because there's been a couple of domestic violence situations with them too in the last couple of months, where he has come to my door at 1:30 in the morning with the police because they had to have her arrested for beating on him. Now, at this point, I'm just a really good friend with him, okay, because I do not even want to be in any of this kind of mess, okay? And basically he has quit talking to me now for approximately 4 weeks, because I did not answer my door a couple weeks ago. He was at my door around 2:30 in the morning knocking, and I did not answer it because my gut instinct told me not to answer the door. Now, I don't know what that whole situation was about, but I did not answer it.
I'm going to tell you, you were wise not to. He needs to settle his situation there and become truly unencumbered. And then when he reaches that point, then he's welcome to contact you. But, you know, all you're really doing is entering into a triangle at this point, and I don't think that's a good idea.
Right, and she does know about me, because I did contact her, because when they have these incidents, then he comes and stays here, so to speak. You know, he just comes and arrives at my door and tells the police he's here.
Wow.
And then, you know, so I told her that he is staying here and this and that, but I don't want this back and forth stuff.
Right, right.
I think he
needs to make a commitment, and I don't feel that he's ready to make a commitment anytime in the near future. And he's the kind of guy, and I'm going to say this to you because you probably, I think you probably feel it already. He's the kind of guy that always has to have someone in the mix. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. If he's got A and he's planning on leaving A, he's going to have B in there before he leaves A. Then he gets into B, he's with B. Now, before, if anything starts to go sour with B, he's already going to start planning C. This is how he works things. He has a fear of being unattached, but he will not make a complete commitment with you for a while yet. I would tell him if you're going to my advice to you is, and again, I'm not supposed to affect your free will, so let's keep this in mind, but my advice to you is this. If you wish to be with him, make sure he has all attachments, as far as romantic attachments, completely separated before you even consider hooking up. And I don't mean hooking up the way the kids mean it today.
Right, yeah, exactly. And see, my issue is also late January, a couple months ago, I did have a dream. And when I dream, I have premonition dreams. So when I dream, it usually means it's happening or it's going to happen. I just don't dream of something weird and it doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
And the issue here is at hand, I did have a dream late January, and I did tell Jason this, and I told him, listen, I just had a dream that you showed up here at my door unexpectedly. And she was driving the car, and she was unloading all of his belongings on my sidewalk, and he was carrying them into my house. And I was having a full-blown conversation in my living room with him, and I remember every detail of the words from the dream.
Right.
So
yeah.
When is that happening? Because I know it's going to happen.
Right, yeah. Here's the thing.
I feel like I'm in a mess here.
You
want to
know what the truth is? You got to let go. You got to walk away. You got to walk away until he's free. Otherwise, you're part of this whole craziness. So the only advice I can give you, walk away until he's free. Otherwise, don't play the game.
Right, and I feel like with him bringing his belongings here, he's going to say, well, I'm here now.
No, then don't answer the door.
Right. Well, like I said, in the dream, she's in the car and she unloads his belongings from the trunk. So
okay.
Apparently,
but you see, that can only happen is if you allow it to happen. It's still free choice. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
but
only if you allow it to happen,
property.
You're not gonna allow.
Right.
Right. So, Tony, don't let it happen. That's my advice, and I'm sticking with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now, I've got to take another caller, but I think you have the answer of what you need to do, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, very, very good. All righty. I'm going to take another caller, but what I'm going to suggest to you is to be very, very, very careful with this man. I'm telling you, walk away. Walk away for now, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll be back in two, everybody. That was
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, there you go. Very good. You're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jeannie. I'm here with Jessica. We're having fun. You know, folks are always asking me how they can get a private reading with me. All you need to do is either call my toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Don't do it now, because if you do, I won't be there. But if you choose to do it now, you can. Leave your name
really loud.
Dr. Jeannie, and I might hear you, or better yet, you can leave a message, and I will call you back, and we'll make an appointment so that we can talk. In addition to that, I'd love to be able to have you all go to my website at drjeannie.com. That's drjeannie.com, and you can get all kinds of information and stuff like that, right?
All kinds of good stuff.
That's right, exactly. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've got a person sitting here. I hope I can find it. Da-da-da-da. Here we go. I think we're about to get J-ized. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
Hey, welcome to the show. Could this be possibly, is it the J-man?
Hey, it's Jay.
Hey, Jay, how you doing? You know, you just dissed me in private chat. You know that.
What do you mean? You know something? The king of Christian music is here for 2 months, and you ladies act like, we'll get to him.
Okay, we deserve that. But you also have to know, I had some things going on, and I've been kind of busy. And this is excuses,
blah, blah, right, Jay?
Oh, I'm even getting it from Jessica. Okay.
You know, if you expect to sell my autographs.
All right, so a week from this Saturday, right?
That works for me.
Okay, and it works for Jessica.
He's saying, I don't even believe you.
Yeah, you're going to blow me off completely. We're not going to. But
no, once it's a plan, Jay, in my world, it's a plan.
It's a plan, and it doesn't change. So a week from this Saturday,
you are penciled in.
You are penciled in, and it's going to happen. Okay.
1 week, Dr. Jenny.
See now, I hope you can handle it. I mean, I don't know, Jay.
Two voluptuous women, yeah, I think I can.
Oh, so you've heard, I am voluptuous.
I was
going to
say, I don't know about me being voluptuous.
Susan's been telling secrets. I hear that you've done some Reiki on Susie and done a wonderful job.
Oh, boy, word travels fast.
You've seen those commercials where, 10 seconds ago I already knew it. So
we are girls, remember?
There's a grapevine.
There's something to be said about having psychics with your friends. They're like, they know everything.
There you go. So apparently it worked, and it was very good, correct?
Apparently, just for the record, I am a certified Reiki master practitioner teacher.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I do some distant healing. And in case people don't know what Reiki is, it's a Chinese healing modality. And it was a gift given spiritually to a man named Yushi Reiki. If I'm sorry about pronunciation, I'm not great with pronunciation. And so it's about moving energy and at like the quantum level, and it's similar to what I'm working on healing the blind and the deaf with my music.
Beautiful.
I've been studying like the quantum level of the propulsion of an atom, and so now I have all the statistical calculations needed for that, and I'm going to just try to transfer that into manipulating transformation of what appears to be solid, you know, like a nerve, which is, it seems like it's solid, but it's not really at
right.
the quantum level. And the one thing that I have going that isn't really being used in the scientific world is super consciousness.
Okay.
So, because they don't recognize it.
No, they don't. Answer this for me. How does that work with, you know, I use Tibetan bowls, right? Vibrational
yes.
healing. Doesn't it kind of go
yes.
hand in hand with that?
It does, because everything's a vibration. At the quantum level, every single thing breaks down to a vibration.
Exactly.
And you can manipulate everything through vibration. And
correct.
So, and with conscious, willed consciousness, you can add the element of a desire, a successful desire. And
okay.
believe it or not, willed consciousness, even though it's not quantitatively accepted in scientific community, there's great success with it. Just like with Reiki, you can manipulate energy from a distance.
Okay,
you
right.
know?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and,
you can. And that's absolutely correct. I know that I work with chakra healing over distance,
right.
over distance, and it's amazing how effective it could be. And I had no idea that you possessed these skills and this knowledge, and I think that's awesome. I love
do,
that.
I also do theta healing and quantum healing, but, you know, I don't do it as a practitioner. I don't do any of them as a practitioner because I feel like they're stepping stones to my real healing practice, which is going to be through music.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. You couldn't see it, but I was playing the piano. No, I'm serious. When you were talking, I was playing the piano. Like that's really where your healing gift is going to be applied. Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And so I get exactly what you're saying. You know, sometimes I think people who don't understand what you're talking about, what I'm talking about, or how things work. If you were going to make it super, super simple, how would you explain it?
Every single thing in the world is an illusion. It's all a vibration, and the vibration is pulled together and creates what looks like matter.
Good.
So
I
like
love
a wall, a wall is just a vibration. And it looks like it's solid, but when you break it down to the particles of what it is, anatomical level, it's just a vibration.
Exactly right.
So just like a nerve is, it looks like it's a solid physical thing because, you know, it is. But when you break it down to what it really is, it's just a vibration. And so you
exactly
can
right.
mend a nerve through vibration, and that is through will consciousness and through, you know, obviously spiritual help.
Well, and what you're talking about, in a way, is the philosophy of metaphysical sciences, correct? In a way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Without a doubt. It's. I always say, I've done a lot of studying in that area, and I can tell, I often tell people, I study nothing. And right? You know what I mean?
You're right.
And it just it makes me giggle. They think I'm insane, but that's okay because that's what I study, and
well,
and I find it phenomenally interesting. So I get exactly what you're saying.
What's really cool is when you go down to the very core of the atom, there is the vibration. It goes in and out. Well, it goes in, that's when you see it, but when it goes out, there is no explanation where it goes. So it's
right.
A vibration in and
right.
out.
Exactly.
So there's that whole element of out,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, the supernatural or
right.
the level that hopefully that you can make the difference when it comes back in as a change.
Curiosity, did you hear the beginning of our show tonight?
You were going to call me on the carpet for this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Tonight
yes.
was the premiere of Betty White's show.
Oh, well,
oh.
Oh, we love Betty White. It's okay. Heck, if I had known it, I would have watched that instead of doing the show. No, I'm kidding. I would have DVR'd it, though.
I was disappointed.
Oh,
this is a Betty White show, or is this the show that she's on?
No,
this is
the show
her
where
new
she
show.
Tricked old people or something.
Yeah, her new show. It was medium.
Yeah,
really?
It wasn't
yeah.
really that funny. I mean, the commercials were funny, but not. I mean, it was okay. It just was medium though.
They had a preview of a show after the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and I found that one lacking as well. So, I thought it just didn't have the bite that I was hoping for, but I know what you mean. I know what we had talked about at the beginning of the show, and I'm just curious. We're talking about how anxieties and OCD and some of the mental illnesses could be contributed to a form of psychic attack. What's your feeling on that?
Oh, I totally, totally believe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Totally believe that. I can actually say that there was a point in my life, and this is a very true and real, I was being psychically attacked, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Doreen Virtue.
Mm-hmm.
But,
of course.
Well, Doreen Virtue actually saved my life. I was doing nursing home shows, and I was coming back, and I was being psychically attacked. I didn't realize they were attaching to me
mm-hmm.
These negative vibrations, and they were literally like causing me severe depression, causing me anxiety, causing me stress that I couldn't figure out where the stress was coming from, why I was sad when everything was all right, what was going on when I was doing all these good things in my life. And she came in, and she cleared, like, seven entities off of me.
Wow.
And within not even 10 minutes, I had a whole lifting of my spirit. And she showed me how to protect myself with Archangel Michael and his
beautiful
divine white light. And
mm-hmm.
I can honestly say that I've had some attachments since then when I have forgotten to protect myself.
Bingo. That's
so,
critical. Yes. That's what we
yes.
actually what we were talking about earlier on in the show this evening, about how psychic attacks and how these entities can attach themselves, especially people who have very strong spiritual gifts. They seem to like to attack those and attach to us because I think their goal is to pull our positive away by filling us with negative and all the good that can be done. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's either that, or I just think that they're so attracted to the light that they just latch on like a leech latches onto, or a blood sucker. You know, it will latch onto your
foot.
So they see the light and they're like, oh, I've got to have that, or I've got to be in that, or I've got to, you know, draw from that. And
as soon as they start drawing away our positive energy. And the problem with that is it leaves us sometimes defenseless. So it's something that's really important. We're going to be doing a workshop on it in a couple of weeks, and we'll be announcing it on the show. But I always love how every single show, I always say we don't have a theme, but by the end of the show, there was a theme, you know? I love the fact that you've had experience with this, and not just experience and know about it, but you've actually encountered it. Because it's very strong and overwhelming, isn't it?
And I've sought healing more than once because of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, when you go, that's when one of the first things that they teach you in psychic development is to protect yourself and ground yourself.
Right.
From, you know, and if you're not grounding yourself, as soon as you're getting up in the morning, you're vulnerable, even to a phone call, to a family member, to a, you know, the attacks don't have to be from, you know, like some dark energy. It can actually be from a nagging mother.
Or a nagging mother-in-law. And I don't have one.
Right.
That's one of the things I was talking to a client about is you could have a mother-in-law, whether, you know, she might say, I wish you didn't marry my son or I wish you didn't marry my daughter. It doesn't matter, but they throw those negative barbs at you, you know. And you don't realize it because it's a psychological negative barb, you know?
Yeah.
And that energy gets there.
I know there's other people that want to get on the line, so I want to let you do one more call at least. So
okay.
It's Saturday. You have my number. Remember,
yes.
I'll give you autograph.
Writing it down. Hold on. Okay, we want your autograph and we want pictures. And
the pictures
we're
gonna
have a great time. And Jessica's penciled it in, so I promise you.
Totally penciled in.
You are totally penciled in, and we don't even.
Okay, Jessica, I'm holding you to it.
And
okay.
You can trust me.
Now I'm in Deltona, so you were going to have to change plans to where we were going.
Deltona is not my favorite place at all, but.
I know that you said that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can have a meeting place, but consider. Where I am.
Have you been up to Casadega? Have you been up?
I don't know where that is, but
okay,
just
we're
say
gonna
it.
Take care of that when
I
we
can
meet.
Google it.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm telling you, I already have the meeting place. Okay,
it's in
Casadega. We'll talk soon, Jay. We'll definitely be together on that Saturday. Okay.
Very good. You have a wonderful show. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye bye now.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, that's good. I'm thrilled. I'm looking forward to that now. I'm glad he called back in because we have been, but it's not like we haven't talked about it. We've been saying, when are we going to get together with Jay?
I know, and it's just been one thing after another lately.
It's been a little bit crazy, but I'm so glad. I'm looking forward to it. Now he's up there, so we can go right over to Casadega. We'll take him to that Creative Arts Cafe.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be fun because you'll find that funky and cool.
There's a restaurant at Casadega now, though.
There is? Which one?
Yes, at the hotel.
Oh, at the hotel. We haven't eaten there.
We have
to try it. We'll check it out. Good deal. Okay, see, so I'm going to go ahead and take another caller because Jay was so kind to open up the line so that we can do that. And let's see here. I'm going to go. I think the next one on the line is... Hi, Vicki. You're live on with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear a lot of background noise. Are you in a
restaurant
or a club?
Actually, I'm about to leave. It's just a little temporary place for like 2 minutes. But can I ask you the question?
Please do.
Okay. I have an offer, but it's only been a verbal offer. I have not gotten anything on writing yet. And I'm just concerned. I'm wondering whether... You know, I've had, like, not a very good experience before. Normally people just try to shortchange me. So I'm wondering whether I'm going to be happy this time.
Well, okay. So you're saying that you had an offer, and it's an online offer?
No, it's a verbal.
Okay, it's a verbal offer. And you're afraid that the offer is not real?
No, it is real. Yeah, well, kind of like shortchanged because they might know that I don't have any other offers.
Okay, I understand. I understand. Okay. This is the thing I'm going to tell you. I don't think they're. You're worried that they can smell your desperation, right?
Yes. You know why? Because I might actually have a reason to think that way because they know each other. People here.
Mm-hmm.
They know each other and they talk and they know that. I want a job as a faculty position, and they know that I don't have any other options maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe there's one that is in the making, but not 100% there yet.
Right.
And they also know that I'm not happy where I am.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that from what the angels are telling me, first of all, I would get whatever offer they're giving to you in writing, and I think that that's not really your concern, though, that you're because Kelly's also mentioning it in the chat room. She's saying get it in writing. I agree with that,
no,
but I
do.
Don't think
I have,
that's not your concern.
Not
you just
concern.
Think you're being mobile.
No, because
mobile.
I will have it. Yeah. I just want to make sure that, because I know what she paid the new assistant professors last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know, like, the new what she paid. And I just want to make sure it's that plus the increase, you know, like a small percentage of increase that is on a yearly basis because
well
I have a lot of loans and it's important.
Create a paper trail, okay? Create a paper trail and do it via email. Get a paper trail. Get it in writing. Mm-hmm. She is right about that. But I don't feel like they're lowballing you, but go ahead and shoot them. I don't feel like they are. I think in the economy that we're at right now, this is as good as you're gonna get. But Kelly did say something here in the chat room, and it makes a lot of sense because she's been through this herself. She's saying, tell them that you're gonna be maybe buying a home or something, and you need proof for financing, right?
Like a letter of intent.
And also,
like a letter
I don't
of
have
intent.
A problem. And normally, when they give you faculty positions, they will give. Like they mailed me. I just haven't gotten it yet. It's on
yes.
the mail. I'm going to get
right.
it to either tomorrow or tonight, actually,
yeah.
overnight.
They're not lowballing.
So I will have it in paper. That is totally – I appreciate Kelly's concern. I think she's right. But it's not my concern at all because that's just how it works with us. Like, you will get it in writing. That is
right.
absolutely, like, not an issue because that's going to be here. But I just want to make sure that she, you know, she's not going to give me a minimum, you know, that
yeah.
She's not, you know what I'm saying?
I don't feel,
and I know
I'm being told she's not going to lowball you. So what she's going to give you is reasonable for the economy
fair.
That we're in. Yeah, yeah. Now, where are you calling from, Chicago?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. We spoke last week, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And I just want to tell you that I actually did get an offer. I would ask you. I got one, and the other one, they were checking my criminal history and all that, so I'm like
and
one of the
final. And you took care of that?
Thing? But they haven't gotten back to me yet from Georgia one. I only got back from Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and they're going to give me the offer now on the paper, so I've got possibly two options. But and
mm-hmm.
I know that this boss is very fair because, you know, she's got a nice reputation. But
yes.
I don't know why. I just have these fears because I've just been really, really mistreated in the past. You know, like
I
took this offer. I didn't do anything, any background, anything. I trusted the person. I thought that she's so fair because she represented a position that is so supposed to be very honest and ethical and fair. But you have no idea what I've been through in this position. Like, everybody gets all these things and I get nothing. And when I approach
I do know what you've been through and
yeah,
I do feel your frustration. And I'm being told by the angels right now, Don't be afraid to speak the truth to her and in your communications with anyone. Let them know that you've been taken advantage of and that it's very critical for you to because you're very honest and you know, yes, of course you need a contract, of course you need an employment contract. However, even if there was nothing in writing, you're good for your word, you thought that most people were. It does I mean I hate to say this to you, and you know this is true. You're a little blue-eyed when it comes to that. You know that expression?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I like to keep my mouth, like my eyes closed, like I don't
see
it.
Yes, because you're innocent, and you don't want to become jaded by the way other people do business practices. And you know what? you're going to find yourself in a good situation. I always say, speak your truth with love and integrity, and that will be felt by that person, okay? And they'll give you love and integrity back. So, but don't be afraid to speak your truth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's really important here.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks
All
so
right.
much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good
one. Oh, you're welcome. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Take care
Bye-bye.
Now. Bye-bye, Thanks. Vicki. She's so sweet. She has such a good energy.
She does have
she?
A good energy.
She has a good energy, and I'm just so glad that she called back in and shared that with us. We're very, very lucky. I love that.
Well,
That's
yeah.
pretty
and
cool.
And it sounds like she's got that good possibility coming.
Yeah, it really
her.
Does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do because we have just a wee bit. We only have about 4 minutes, so I'm going to take a really – whoever I pick up next is next in the queue. I've got 4 minutes, so I've got to make it really quick, okay? Hi, you're on the line with the Christian Psychic Cafe. You're calling from 443-862. Are you on the line? Hello? Okay, I guess that person's not on the line. We're going to go ahead.
I can hear something.
I know. I thought I could hear something, too, but they're not talking. Okay, I'm going to the next caller in the queue. Hi, you're live on the line. Your caller from 956-456.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm Texas, but I've had such a worse night trying to get in with you.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you did. We've got literally 4 minutes and 12 seconds, so how can I help you tonight?
Just in regards to finance, Jimmy, as far as any possible like employment coming up or anything.
Okay, so
any
you
want to
know if any employment is coming your way?
Yes, please.
Okay, and tell me your first name.
My name is Tony.
Is it really?
Yes.
This is the night for Tonys.
This is the night for Tonys. Okay. All right. Well, first of all, Tony, I absolutely love your energy and I love your giggle because it's infectious. And both Jessica and I just looked at each other and we covered our mics because we wanted to laugh with you because you have a very endearing laugh and we love that. Okay. Let's take a look at employment. Now, I'm getting a couple of things here. You've been looking at stuff, but you haven't been getting the responses that you've been looking for, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, the other thing that I want to tell you, the other thing, I see employment coming your way, but why am I thinking 2 to 3, the number 2 to 3? Is that weeks? Because that's what I'm sensing it is. Not 2 to 3 months, but I'm sensing 2 to 3 weeks. Is there a retail establishment? I don't know why, and I'm not suggesting you work retail, but is there a retail establishment connected with the job that you're looking to do?
No.
Okay. Tell me, if you would, what the job is, because I know what I'm seeing.
Office.
Okay.
As far as receptionist.
Is it possible that you could get hired for the administrative part of a retail operation? Not working in the store. That's what I said. I'm not suggesting you would work in retail in that way, but doing what you do in the back office, maybe doing administration, HR, things of that nature.
Well, the position, it's a friend of mine that owns a company, like a home health company.
Okay.
And she's hiring for receptionist. I'm not really that fond of working with a friend because there's always going to be
Yep. It'll ruin the friendship. Let me tell you,
yes.
Jessica and I used to be best friends. We started. No, I'm kidding. I'm absolutely kidding. No, it. The truth is, though, it does put a lot of stress on a friendship, and it
mm-hmm.
has to be able to withstand that. I would say if you could work there under the conditions that you would still be looking for something else, great.
Yes. That's
okay.
Actually, I'm thinking if she does take me in, you know, like I'll look, get the experience since it's considered like medical.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to go somewhere else. I've basically just been applying for receptionist.
I'm telling you, you're going to laugh at me, but I'm telling you, I see some kind of major retail chain hiring you, but you working in the back office, not in the retail part, okay?
Well,
I don't know why
great.
That is, but that's what I see, yeah? And that would not be off the charts. As a matter of fact, I think it would be just, I can't explain it, but it would be perfect for you.
Okay.
Okay, so you call me back And let me know that you got that, okay? And quit giggling. You're going to make me laugh, and I won't
you
be
know,
able to
You know why I'm giggling? I'm
why?
Giggling because all night at 8, since 8 o'clock, I've been on the queue, and my phone died. And then they dropped the phone. And, then, I mean, it was just ongoing and ongoing and ongoing things that were happening. So I was like, oh, my God, this can't be happening. So finally, I am, Jeannie, are you going to be able to get me in the queue?
Yes.
I called again, and it was,
yes.
I mean, the whole night. And I was like, oh, my God.
Do you know what we do? When we see that your number's been in the queue and your call is dropped, we always assume that's what happened. Either your battery ran out or maybe you lost your signal and the call got dropped. So we try to put you right back up where you were. So because
yeah,
we know what that's
crazy.
Like. Yeah. I'm glad that you're making me laugh. You're making Jessica laugh.
I do think it's funny. Instead of taking this as a negative, I think I'm taking it as a, you know, like, oh, well.
That's the best way.
I got
him.
Yeah.
Exactly. That is the best way to be. I mean, everything that happens, you know, people get so dramatic about things that happen. Instead of laughing at it and enjoying it, which is what God put us on this earth to enjoy it, not to be miserable and to complain about it. So you're doing the right thing. Enjoy it, laugh at it, and you know what? The employment situation, it's going to work out, okay? Just give it some time, all right? And I'm telling you, when you get that offer from that retail, I mean, it doesn't have to be for instance, you could go into
Macy's has a lot of back end people.
Yeah, Macy's. I mean, you might be surprised what you could end up getting. I don't know why I feel so strong about it, but you watch what could happen, okay?
Okay. Well, wish me luck, and I hope everything goes well, and I do find something.
Yeah. You know what? You will, because you have the absolute right answer, okay? Listen, God bless, and thank you so
thank
much
you.
For taking the time to call in tonight.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Good night.
You're welcome.
Good night. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry. That is contagious. It's not. Tell me.
The cutest laugh.
That, I just love that. It just makes me happy. I'm just so happy. That's great. What a great last call to take for tonight, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my gosh. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight and being in the chat room and spending time with us. We love to have you all call in. We love what we do. We have such a good time.
Oh,
don't we
have a blast.
We really do. And now we're finally going to get to truly meet Jay, and we're looking forward to that too. So that was a good thing. And Susie, as always, thank you for moderating the chat room for us. It's such a help. We couldn't do it without you. We thank our producer who shall remain nameless because she told me I can't say her name on the air anymore. She was teasing me. She does a wonderful
job.
She
just likes to be in the background.
She likes to be in the background. She doesn't want to have the lights on.
That's right.
But she likes the air conditioning to be down low, doesn't she?
Well, because
we
know we don't want to sweat.
Well, that's right. We don't. Next week, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to you. We will know when the workshop is going to be set up for preventing psychic attacks, people who feel like they're getting depressed, like their energy is getting zapped, like maybe they're having OCD issues or anxiety issues. We're going to have two 1-hour workshops, and we will be telling you tricks and techniques and things that you can do to stop it. We're going to do meditations. We're also going to do hypnosis, and we're going to do a mass hypnosis online over the air, over the phone, and that's going to be a really interesting thing.
That's going to be exciting.
It's going to be fun. All right. I want everybody to have a great week. Have a fantastic, fantastic Easter, and we'll see you next Wednesday night at 8.